There's one, I think, good thing about iOS 13, and it's this new feature called voice control. And what that allows people to do is, you know, for people who have difficulty using their hands, neuropathy, arthritis, things like that, they can speak gestures, essentially, into the phone, and those things happen. Voice control is not like a part of VoiceOver or anything like that. It's a separate thing. But if you happen to know a whole bunch of VoiceOver gestures, then, you know, you've got a head start on other people in terms of being able to use this. I guess for people who don't have issues with their hands, maybe you could use this, you know, when you're sort of like trying to double task or something, multitask or something, you know, you're eating a jelly donut or something like that, and you don't want to goo up your phone. What I found interesting about it, you know, from the standpoint of someone who works at the Carroll Center, is we do get a lot of people in who would like to use something like the iPhone, but, you know, they just have issues with their hands, with neuropathy and the like, and this enables people to use the iPhone if they can learn those various gestures or memorize the words for those gestures. When you first get your phone, voice control is in the accessibility settings. You first have to go into accessibility, voice control. Again, as we heard a little earlier, accessibility isn't in general anymore. It's on the main screen past general. So you get into accessibility, and then it's just a little bit beyond VoiceOver. There are a few buttons you have to tap to turn it on, one or two or three the very first time. And then once you've done that, you can activate voice control simply by using Siri. I'm going to try this now. Again, I hope you can hear some of this. With Siri, I'm just going to say voice control on. Voice control on.
Okay, I turned on voice control.
And now I'm just going to start saying some things, and hopefully it will work and we'll move around. So the first
thing,
that isn't what I wanted to hear. So first thing I'm going to say is, go home. And she didn't do it. I'm going to cheat just once. I promise, just once. That's my finger. I said go home, I'm home. Now I'm going to say, swipe right.
Transportation folder, five apps.
Okay, and that went to the next app or folder to the right. Swipe right, swipe right.
Find apps folder, seven apps.
A little bit of a lag there. Now, I could say that another five times, but that's tedious. Now I can say, once I've said, swipe right, swipe right.
News folder, find apps.
Repeat five times.
Entertain, radio, phone, record, clock, home heating folder, two apps.
Okay, swipe left. Oh my goodness, swipe left. This has worked fine most of the time. Swipe left.
Cheat. Clock, 2:31 p.m.
Repeat four times.
Page two, rec up.
Okay. Go home.
Home. GPS folder.
Okay. And that went to my top right app. Swipe right.
Transportation folder. Five apps.
Okay. Scroll right.
Three apps.
That went to page three. Scroll left.
Seven apps.
Okay. Now let's see if we can read something in NFB Newsline. Open NFB Newsline.
NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline mobile. Heading.
Swipe right.
Publications. Button.
Double tap.
Your favorites.
My favorites. Swipe right. Swipe right.
Section index. Adjustable.
Repeat. Five times. Repeat five times. It's usually better than this.
Search for A, Atlantic B, Boston Globe 10/12/2019.
Okay, I'm on the Globe. Double tap. Double tap.
Remove this publication.
I swear this has not happened before. It acts very, works very, very smoothly. Okay, now I'm going to find a section of the paper. Swipe right. Swipe right.
Current issue 10/12/2019.
Repeat eight times. Just trying to find a section here. Repeat eight times.
Full page, arts, business, editorial, Florence, Lifer, local, Metro, 16 articles.
I wanted to get to Metro, I didn't know that was eight. Double tap.
Sections, back button.
Swipe right.
Metro, heading.
So if you have used NFB Newsline, you know that you move to the next article by moving by headings in the rotor, right? And then you read continuously. I won't say what we do because she may start doing it. To access the rotor, we say, and this one's a lot of words for me, so I have to memorize this again. VoiceOver, select next rotor.
Words.
Repeat five times. Repeat five times.
Character. speaking, language, headings, words.
VoiceOver, select previous rotor.
Headings.
Okay, now I'm on the headings. Swipe down.
Slow dance to closing time at Mosley's on the Charles. The floor is less crowded and the end is in the air. Heading level 3.
Two finger swipe down.
A slow dance to closing time at Mosley's on the Charles. The floor is less crowded and the end is in the air. By Brian McQuarrie Globe staff. Denham, the owner of Mosley's.
Two finger tap.
Charles, still behind a thin
okay, I shut it up. Swipe down.
Bias is seen in prisons using solitary confinement. LGBTQ inmates allegedly targeted more frequently.
Okay, and I could keep reading like that, but let's say I want to get out of this section. You know, most apps have a back button at the very top left, and we can simply say, go back, go back.
Move this publication from your favorites button.
Okay, that did move me back to the different sections of the paper. And now if I want to go to find another publication, go back, go back.
Your favorites.
Okay, and now I could find another publication if I wanted to. If I want to get out of this app, again, we just do the home button by saying, go home, go home.
GIS folder, 7 apps.
Okay, there are other things you can do also, like say, open app switcher, open app switcher.
App switcher, NSB Newsline.
Swipe up. Swipe down.
Found.
We need to get to the actions. I'm going to cheat on the actions.
Language. Text selection. Tables. Links. Speaking rate. Lines. Characters. Words. Headings. Language. Text selection.
Where'd the actions go?
I don't think you're on a button. Or on the button where you're
supposed to. Swipe left.
Mail. Active. Suggested commands. Mail. Bullet tap mail.
Oh, by the way, it also says suggested actions. So, you know, sometimes if you're getting the wording a little wrong, it might suggest something else to you. Let me try now. Swipe up, swipe up.
Close mail.
That was the problem, Steve. Double tap, double tap.
Closing mail. Ariadne GPS. Current action. Suggested commands.
Okay.
Bullet open Ariadne GPS. Bullet tap Ariadne GPS.
So again, it suggests some things. So we can do that. We'll get out by saying, go home, go home.
Entertainment full GPS folder, 7 apps.
Let me do one last thing, and I'll just go into the mail. Open mail.
Mail, davidkingsbury@carol.org.
Okay.
Back button.
Swipe down.
Inbox, heading.
Swipe right.
Search, search field. Try, tap search field.
Repeat 12 times. Repeat 12 times. Okay.
Dina Rosenbaum, iPhone, Thursday.
I didn't touch anything just then. You can also scroll through. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Page 3 of 3.
Scroll up.
Page 2 of 3.
And go home. Go home.
GPS.
So that's a few of the things.
Have you tried using this to accept a call, like the two-finger double tap? That is a gesture that a lot of my students.
I've done that with competing audio, like a barred book or something, for pausing and restarting audio. I haven't done it for a phone call.
Phone rings, you would have to have this voice control turned on before you use it.
That's true. The biggest constraint I see to it, other than having to say things twice, but I swear I haven't had to do that before, is that it drains your battery, sort of big time. I think I was somewhere in the 90s when we started just 5 or 10 minutes ago. Let me ask. Oh, and you can say, open Siri, open Siri. Battery level.
Your iPhone is at 69%.
Oh my God. It was 90 something just a few moments ago. If you are going to use this, have your power socket nearby. For people who simply can't use the phone because of issues with dexterity and the like, this allows them potentially to use it. And this is a, you know, it's a new feature. I think it's probably just going to get better.
It only works with the, in Cinema 20, will not work with like a Bluetooth headset or something like that?
This will not work with headsets, with headphones. Well, at least for the moment, it won't. My speaker, you know, my little mini speaker type thing, I wanted to do that with this, but it would not work. It wouldn't work.
Does your speaker have a microphone in it?
No.
Because that's probably why I worry about it. Because when you plug in the speaker, you may be disabling the internal microphone.
Depends on what kind of profile that speaker is using. if it's using the hands-free protocol, then it would disable the terminal.
Yeah. But again, for things like headphones and the like, you know, maybe there's some setting I don't know about because, you know, I only just started using this last week.
I could see it being pretty useful if you have like a Bluetooth earpiece on and your hands are kind of busy doing something else.
So I'm going to say one thing before my battery goes completely gone. Open Siri. Voice control off.
Okay. I turned off voice control.
If you want to know more about it, when you go into the voice control settings, there's a whole lot of verbiage there that will tell you a lot of different things you can do. I found two good sources to learn about it. One was the Apple Viz podcast a couple of weeks ago by Thomas Donville, you know, the Anonymous guy there. And I found a link to a web page where every conceivable voice control command is listed. So I can send links to both of those through the list. I'll try to do that tomorrow.
Now, I have a client who uses an iPad. She's an older woman. Mm-hmm. She wants to use it for email, which is not easy in the iPad. I've shown her how to use it to send messages. That's fine. But in terms of reading messages with email, it's kind of iffy. Do you think this would help in that type of situation, or?
Reading email is very easy because it's just, you know, swipe right and all of that type of business.
Right.
Put it in sale mode. Writing emails, I think, would be quite a bit tougher, but I think particularly addressing the email.
But it's reading them. It's particularly on an iPad because it splits things up into two columns, and it can be very confusing.
Yeah, again, I don't know how this would work with an iPad because I know you switch between different windows and all of that type
of
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
And so, I'm not sure exactly how you move between windows without fingers just plunking here and there and so on. But when you're getting into an email, it's very easy because it's just
because that's the one,
just a bunch of right flicks and so on, and then a back button to get out. In fact, it's easier to use the back button by talking it than trying to find it with your fingers. Again, you can scroll down. You just double tap to get in, right flick a few times. One thing I didn't say also is that when you are in an app, you can also say, I think it's select first item, which would be the top left, and select last item. And selecting last item would get you down on those tabs and the bottom, and then you could say swipe left to go to the previous tabs.
Yes.
But I think for reading emails, very, very easy.
In using voice control, say you're doing stuff with other audience, say you're reading an art book, has voice control ever picked up something from the audio that you're playing and tried to process it in some weird way?
I did go into a barred book, into the reading screen for it. I think you got to work your way down to the play button for the first time and then get it playing. But then you can say, you know, two finger double tap to pause it, two finger double tap to play it again, or you can just be still hanging out at that play button and just say double tap because you're on the play pause and so on. But it read a book quite easily, and as I said, you could get down to the tabs at the bottom by saying, select last item, and it moves you to the extreme bottom right, and then you can move left to the other tabs to go to the bookshelf and stuff.
Aside from the incredible battery drain, are there any other downsides that you can think of?
Well, one, I couldn't get to the status bar. You can say, you know, open Siri, open apps, and so on. I could not get to the status bar. So you just ask Siri what time it is, what's my battery level. I guess you ask her just the individual things that are up there, but I couldn't get to the status bar.
It's a great thing because I'm always looking for things where clients cannot do certain things. A lot of people that I had wanted to answer phone calls. Two-finger double tap seems to be a difficult thing to do for people, and sometimes they did it, and then they did it again, and by that...
Yeah, no, I know, I've had the same issue.
And so I'm looking for solutions for that, and this seems like a good one.
If somebody wants to call me, we can play with it right now, but I've seen in iOS 13, and I think it's actually in that voice control area. You can, in theory, now set some custom gestures. I haven't played with that, but that might be the type of thing, you know, people do have issues with two-finger double taps. They have issues, of course, with the rotor, you know, that squiggling around through the rotor. You can create new, you know, custom gestures, as they're called. I'm not sure how that...
The only caveat is you can, but you're getting rid of one gesture that's already there, I think. If it's a command that you never use, then that's...
Yeah, like, for example, two-finger swipe left and right. I think that exists.
Right, yes.
Anything with it. But let me turn voice control back on, though. Voice control on.
Okay, I turned on voice control.
Give me a call and we'll see what happens.
Nina Tagger.
So I'll try. Two-finger double tap. Hello, is that you, Nina?
Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing? I'm going to hang up on you now, Nina. Sorry. Two-finger double tap. Two-finger double tap. Oh, it says something like, voice control is no longer listening. I guess I can pick up. I can't hang up. I can't hang up, though, unless I use my fingers.
It's using the audio pad. Yeah, that's yeah. Probably on the back of those cameras.
It will work for pausing and replaying audio like music and barred books. It will do that.
Thank you, David.